I give the example often of having two selves, and one self is a thought, and the other self is a form. If you hear somebody say to themselves, "You jerk, you dummy, you shouldn't have done that," you've got two people there. You've got the person who is doing the name-calling, that is the thought, who's saying, "You jerk, you got that," and then you got the jerk, who is the body that has to react to what kind of thoughts that you have. So if you call yourself a dummy or a fool or a jerk, you have a thought of jerk, and you have the jerk who has to react. And what you want to do, and what meditation can help you to do, is to bring into harmony those two selves, so that self one, the thought, and self two, the body, the form, are in unity, are in oneness, and that you are only calling yourself what you want yourself to be. And you are only seeing what it is that you want in your mind, what you want your body to do. So as you go into meditation, what happens is that you leave this body and you enter into that invisible world, that formless, dimensionless world of thought, and you then begin to realize that you're not even your thoughts, that you almost are watching yourself from a consciousness point of view. You're watching yourself think, and then you watch yourself react to the thoughts. And you can literally ask yourself, "What's the solution to this? Or what can I do? Or why is this a problem for me? Or why am I creating this in my life? Or why am I having such a difficult time with my wife? Or why am I always having so much time with this particular person on the job? Or what is it about me where I always create I set up myself to fail?" Answers begin to come floating right into your consciousness from a higher part of you, which you'll never see if you don't believe. And you can begin to apply this. There's a wonderful story of a man who was bothered and troubled by a car honking. He is awakened by this car that is honking for his neighbors next door. He says to his wife, "If I had magical powers, I would be able to put 4 flat tires into that car every time he comes here." And his wife said, "No, no, you don't have it yet." And then he said, "Well, if I had magical powers, I'd be able to put a silencer on that horn, and I wouldn't even be able to hear that horn. That's what I could do if I had magical powers." She said, "No." She said, "If you had magical powers, you wouldn't be disturbed by that horn."